them yok şey ne yaşka. Böyle oynama bak zaten ben çiftin a beş sen cemin yaspa.
Up next, News Bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: ZAM units with government to combat illicit trade. SAT Zambia and medical practitioner call for cervical cancer screening. And some 260 suspected cyber scammers have been arrested in a stiff operation. In sports news, Diana Chikotesha continues to break new records. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The government, in collaboration with the Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, has launched the National Multi-Sectoral Task Force Against Illicit Trade. Speaking on behalf of the Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industrial, Chipoka Mulenga, during the launch, the Acting Permanent Secretary Angelina Chanda Mukuka highlighted the urgency of coordinated action. Ms. Mukuka says Zambia should seize new trade opportunities under the Africa Continental Free Trade Area. She says it is equally critical to protect domestic industries from the threat of illicit trade, smuggling and counterfeiting vices that continue to erode government revenue and undermine the fair competition. Meanwhile, Zambia Association of Manufacturers President Arthur Saga says the landmark initiative is designed to complete government's ongoing efforts to curb illicit trade and strengthening public revenue. Minister of Mines and Minerals Development Paul Kabuse has informed Parliament that between January 2021 and July 2025, a total of 76 artisanal mining licenses were issued in Selenge District. He says the license covers various minerals such as copper, gold, manganese, limestone, talc, and iron core, showcasing the district's significant mineral potential. Speaking during the Parliament session, Mr. Kabuse says the artisanal and small-scale mining sector has seen considerable growth in recent years, serving as a vital source of livelihood for many Zambians and contributing significantly to the country's socio-economic development. Mr. Kabuse says government recognizes the potential of its sector to enhance revenue generation, wealth creation, and its commitment to supporting the development. The Ministry of Health has today commemorated the 2025 World Contraception Day under the national theme, A Choice for All, Freedom to Plan and Power to Choose. Speaking during the commemoration, Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary Kennedy Lee Fuipi says a woman has the freedom to plan her family, she has a power to shape her own destiny and contribute more fully to the nation. Mr. Ali Fripi says access to contraception is not merely a health intervention but a catalyst for gender equality, a path to education and tool for economic development. He further says government has increased its domestic funding for reproductive health commodities to 4.5 million, a 67% increase from 2023.
Access to contraception is not merely a health intervention. It is a catalyst for gender equality, a pathway to education, and a tool for economic empowerment. It is one of the most effective investments we can make to improve maternal and child health, keep our girls in school, and build a more resilient and prosperous Zambia for all of us. Our commitment to this cause is unwavering. We are taking decisive action to address systemic challenges, from funding constraints to supply chain bottlenecks. I am delighted to announce that for 2025, government has increased its domestic funding for reproductive health commodities to 4.5 million, a 67% increase from 2023.
And UNFPA country representative Steve Brockman says Zambia, like in other countries, worldwide, reaffirms that every woman has a right to decide freely whether, when, and with whom to have children with, without pressure or fear of judgment. Mr. Brockman says UNFPA, previously support to sexual reproductive health supplies globally, has prevented a targeting 18 million unplanned pregnancies, 4.5 million unsafe abortions, and 39,000 maternal deaths.
Access to modern contraceptives also foster gender equality, enabling women to pursue education and careers, thereby enhancing their social and economic status. Moreover, these methods help reduce rates of unsafe abortions and associated health complications, ultimately leading to healthier and productive communities. The use of contraceptives is vital for delivering rights and choices, empowering individuals to transform their lives, promote gender equality, keep more girls in school, accelerate economic growth, and enhance resilience to issues as we experience, like climate change.
UPND West Province Presidential Campaign Team Media Coordinator Spooky Mulemwa says Zambians across the country are indeed delighted with President Hakainde Hichilema's agenda of increasing electricity supply to vulnerable communities as they are the hardest hit by load shedding. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Mulemwa says it is also gratifying to note that increasing electricity supply in both rural and urban areas, include Western Province, will greatly ease load shedding challenges and improve citizens' economic activities such as welding, hair salons, trading in fresh food stuffs.
It's also gratifying to note that increasing electricity supply in both rural and urban areas, including Western Province, will greatly ease load shedding triggered challenges and improve citizens' economic activities such as welding, hair salons, trading in fresh foodstuffs, among many others. Those who oppose and politicize government's well-intended move to supply electricity for longer hours to communities are indeed enemies of the development agenda being rolled out.
Still in local news, September being a cancer awareness month, many people remain ignorant on cervical and cervical cancer, a leading